representatives from Skagway and Haines discussed developing a 20-mile hiking trail with three huts between the two communities. Kevin Forster of the Haines Huts and Trails Board called into the February 8th Skagway Parks and Recreation Committee to introduce the idea in partnership with Parks and Recreation Chair Kate Colodi. The pair emphasized the Haines-Skagway Hut Traverse was in its earliest stages of development, with more questions than answers. One of the main issues is what entity would manage the trail, which is part of the Tongass National Forest. Forster said the groups want as much feedback as possible before moving forward.
I think some of the intention with reaching out in a transparent way to as many different people as possible early on is to understand concerns and also just to understand the general excitement or not in the early phases to understand whether it's worth pursuing.
Forster has hiked the Traverse 5 times. He recommended putting the trail on the east side of the canal, which he said was less arduous than the west. The proposed One Direction Trail would start at the Cotsahine River. Hikers would need to be transported by air or boat to the location from Haines. The three huts would be spaced roughly 6 miles apart, making the trip a 3-day journey. The presentation was met with enthusiasm by the gallery. Assemblymember Deb Potter, who sits on Parks and Recreation, was intrigued.
I love this idea. I don't know if it's ever happened before of a cooperative Haines-Skagway approach to trail building. I think it's great, and I think it's innovative, and it speaks to, you know, kind of the modern relationship between our two communities.
Both Colodi and Potter pointed out that the trail system would encourage independent travelers, a demographic Skagway has tried to attract since the pandemic. For KHNS, this is Melinda Munson.